May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. After the resurrection of Jesus, we read in all of the gospel stories Jesus appearing to his disciples many times before his ascension into heaven. In those appearances, there are certain features that are common to all of them. He always comes to his friends. They're always surprised to see him. And in most instances, they did not immediately recognize him. He would appear suddenly and then disappear just as suddenly. And it seems that the pattern and the content of these appearances after Jesus' resurrection had one purpose, and that was to retrain the disciples. They'd been with Jesus for 3 years, but now they were no longer to think of Jesus as they had always known him, a man with an earthly body like theirs. It was the same Jesus. He wasn't a ghost. He was very real, but he was different. And the disciples must now learn to think of Jesus as a living presence with them all the time. A living presence. A reassurance in our daily life. A reminder of the life to which Jesus sends us to live. In nearly all of the appearances of Jesus to his disciples, the work that Jesus gives to his disciples has been reinforced by his teaching. So it's not surprising that we find in today's gospel some words about forgiveness. Yet these words in this resurrection appearance of Christ seem to be more strange coming from the lips of Jesus. He says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now these words are strange because they seem to contradict the whole theme of the Gospels, whereby forgiveness is the absolute essence of the gospel. You know, when Jesus was asked, how many times do I forgive my neighbor? The law said 7. Jesus said, no, not 7. 70 times 7. 490. That's a lot of forgiveness. And many times, Jesus got into trouble because he would say the words, your sins are forgiven. And on the night before Jesus died, he even told his disciples that the purpose that his blood was being shed was so that you have forgiveness of your sins. And here we have Jesus in a resurrection appearance, not just talking about forgiveness of sins, but also retention of sins. This sentence, this one sentence, throughout church history, and particularly in the Middle Ages, has been linked by some denominations to the charge that Jesus gave to Peter after Peter made the confession that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Because when Peter made that confession to Christ, Jesus turns around and says to Peter that you are going to be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And Peter, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And so it was thought that because of Peter being the first leader of the church was given the authority to classify sin. Sins were defined. And then sins were graded on various levels of seriousness. Venial sins were the ones that were not so bad. Mortal sins were the really bad ones. The church also claimed that because of the charge given to Peter, the church had been given the sole authority to forgive sins. Now, the pronouncement of the forgiveness of sins is something that the priests and the ministers still do today. Yet the pronouncement is not by the church. The pronouncement is on behalf of Almighty God. And it assures God's children of their forgiveness. And that forgiveness is absolute. Because Jesus assured all of us that we are forgiven. And that's true. I do not think that this one sentence in today's gospel is about the church. It's about God's disciples. You and me. We are the one who Jesus comes to and says, "Peace be with you." We are the ones who Jesus comes to and breathes on us. We are the ones who he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And we are the ones to whom Jesus says, "If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But you've got to ask yourself, why would Jesus say this? Because if we are now people of the Holy Spirit, we now surely have the ability to forgive all people. And that issue of retaining sins should really not be an issue, should it? Well, in the ideal world, it isn't. But in our real world, it certainly is. You know, I believe that Jesus knew what he was talking about at that time, about the forgiving and retaining of sins. He was not talking about any church doctrine. He was talking about our humanity. And the difficulty that we sometimes have in forgiving somebody else. You know, the person in our extended family or in our immediate family that we don't talk to. Because 20 years ago, they did something that everybody kind of remembers, but nobody can forget. You know, the person that said something to me, probably inadvertently, but I took it the wrong way. And I'm never, ever going to speak to that person again, ever. You know, the person that did something to me, maybe knowingly or even unknowingly, and I'm never going to forget. And I'm never, ever going to forgive. That, I believe, is what Jesus is talking about to his disciples. Those people who have done something to us and we just cannot forgive them. And so we retain it. But you know something? It eats our lunch. And it takes a lot of energy to retain that sin. I believe that this resurrection appearance of Jesus was not only reminding his disciples of their humanity, but also recalling their memory to an earlier teaching that he gave them. Because he said to them, when you bring your gift to the altar, and there at the altar, remember, you have a grievance against your brother or your sister, leave your gift at the altar. Go back. Make peace. Be reconciled to your brother or your sister. And then come back and make your offering. Think about the order of our worship service. We say the prayer of confession. We are absolved of our sins. We share peace with one another. And then we make offertory. Jesus is not giving anybody permission to be bitter. And Jesus is not giving anybody permission to be angry. And Jesus is certainly not giving permission for anybody to be hurt over other people's sin toward us. Forgiveness is the ultimate goal. We are called as Christians to work for and towards forgiveness. When the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray, part of that prayer was the words, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is the hallmark of resurrection people. Forgiveness is the foundation for a true peace in our living. Because when Jesus comes again and again and again to each one of us, he says, peace be with you. Amen.